The 30th International Conference of the Red Cross and Red Crescent ended in Geneva last week with a commitment from over 1,500 delegates to provide greater collaboration in the face of humanitarian crises. The conference focused on the ICRC's response to four particularly threatening developments: recurrent diseases or health pandemics, international migration, urban violence, and environmental degradation. As the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi addressed the conference, which took place from November 26th to 30th. He told Philippa Hitchin more about his concerns and about an historic agreement reached during the meeting to provide vital humanitarian assistance to victims of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
As it is by now traditional, the Holy See delegation that participated in this 30th International Conference of the Red Cross made its position well known to the over 3,000 members participating. The objective, the goals of this conference were very clear: to find new humanitarian responses to emerging disasters, man-made or nature-made. Among these possible eventual moments of tragedy, four areas were identified as critical. One was migrations and the consequences of movement of people today. Another was the environment and what happens to the environment when there is a climate change or there is this warming process that some scientists are contesting, but some others are saying will have very tough consequences. And similar type of preoccupations. The point of view of the delegation of the Holy See has been that of emphasizing that first, we need to plan in a way that solidarity becomes concrete. That is, we have to anticipate as much as possible. But then when these tragedies struck, we need to have a collective response in a way that it is effective. And above all, that keeps always the presence of the person on the forefront. During the debates that went on at this conference, there was one that was particularly difficult: an agreement between the Palestinian Red Cross, Red Crescent Society, and the Israeli equivalent that is called the Magen David Adom. And there was for a while the feeling that there was no possibility of negotiating an agreement which would have been in contrast to the goodwill expressed in Annapolis at the meeting between the political representatives of Israel and the Palestinian Authority. But finally, late at night, an agreement was reached so that the ambulances of the Red Crescent Society can go into East Jerusalem and with their own symbol and their own identity. And this is a beginning of almost an historical step to develop goodwill between Palestinians and Israelis. It's a small area of concern, but it's an area where lives are saved.
What would you say was the most significant factor in breaking this deadlock between the Israeli and the Palestinian organizations?
I think that the European Union, the American in particular, the United States representatives, showed that to the two parties contesting the one or the other aspect of the resolution, showed very clearly that It was in the interest of the humanitarian action that needs to be carried out by anyone who identifies with the Red Cross, Red Crescent tradition. And the lives were at stake and lives need to be saved. And I think by insisting on this humanitarian dimension, there was the possibility to bring the two parties close together and finally to agree on a joint resolution. And that was negotiated actually over 2 years ago at the diplomatic conference where the new symbol of the red diamond was introduced, that I was there. Even we stay even up to 3 o'clock in the morning to negotiate that kind of deal. But now there seems to be enough goodwill that in the memorandum of understanding between the two parties will be translated into action. And as of yesterday, we got word from Jerusalem that the ambulances began to function within East Jerusalem.
As you say, this is a very significant step forward in this area of tension between the humanitarian and the political, not just there in the Middle East, isn't it?
It's a symbol that is presented to the world saying there are possibilities of men and women of goodwill working together to save lives and to build a quality of life for the population that they try to serve that is worth of being called human. And I think instead of the daily violence that we witness in the reports coming from the Middle East, we switch to a more constructive and more positive approach.
That was the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, talking to Philippa Hitchin.